Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. There are reports of a possible new agreement to pause the fighting between Israel and Hamas and allow for hostage releases in Gaza. The Paris-based news agency AFP is citing a Hamas official who spoke on condition of anonymity. They said that Hamas has no major issues with a new proposal from Israel and Gaza. Negotiators from Egypt and Qatar are meeting in Cairo Monday with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken. Meanwhile, President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke at length by phone Sunday night. Hannah Siegel, whose uncle Keith is a U.S.-Israeli citizen being held hostage by Hamas, joined CBS News and said while she thinks a deal can get done to release more hostages, she's also a bit skeptical.
Ultimately, this is a negotiation between Hamas and Prime Minister Netanyahu in Israel, and one of the things that really worries my family and worries me is that it's arguably not in Prime Minister Netanyahu's political interest to close a deal.
A Biden-Trump debate could be in the works. USA's John Schaefer with more.
President Biden expressed his willingness to debate Donald Trump before the November presidential election. He made the statement Friday during an interview with radio host Howard Stern.
I am somewhere, I don't know when. I'm happy to debate him.
Trump, who declined to participate in the Republican primary debates, has stated on social media that he is ready to debate Biden anytime, anywhere, any place.
Officials in Oklahoma say at least four people are dead after a weekend tornado outbreak. Two were killed when a large twister hit the small town of Holdenville, about 60 miles southeast of Oklahoma City. Governor Kevin Stitt toured several hard-hit communities Sunday, calling the devastation unbelievable. He also declared a state of emergency for a dozen counties Sunday. This is USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNTeam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
One member of the U.S. Senate says the country is being stretched too thin, helping allies fight wars on two fronts and eyeing adversaries in the Indo-Pacific on a potential third front. Ohio Republican Senator J.D. Vance says the U.S. cannot sustain its current level of support for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan.
If we focus on East Asia, if we focus on containing the Chinese, the Europeans can step up in Europe.
Vance on with Fox News Sunday. This after Congress and the White House approved and signed a new $95 billion foreign aid package. Measles cases are on the rise. Jen Gelber has the story.
The number of measles cases around the world nearly doubled from 2022 to 2023, presenting a challenge to efforts in achieving and maintaining elimination status in many countries. Almost half of this year's cases have been in the World Health Organization's European region, with the highest incidence in Azerbaijan, Kyrgyzstan, and Yemen. According to the CDC, the U.S. has had 128 measles cases reported in in 20 jurisdictions this year. This is the highest number since 2019.
President Biden is praising a new labor agreement between the United Auto Workers and Daimler. The UAW and the German truck manufacturer came to an agreement Saturday that avoided a strike of 7,000 workers at a North Carolina plant and some southern distribution centers. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez, and we're going to be talking with Gary Ingram in just a moment. What a story. His brand new book, Am I Gay? Coming out of cultural Christianity, LGBTQ plus identity into authentic faith in Jesus. Gary Ingram, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here. Appreciate it.
Well, I know our audience is going to want to hear your story. You know, I often say one of my favorite verses in the Bible is that I was lost, but now I'm found. And that is the redemptive message of a loving God who will not leave us lost, right?
That's right. I mean, yes, we have to respond to him, but he will do everything he can to draw us to himself in mercy and sometimes in severe mercy. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Now, Gary, you're married to the wonderful Melissa Ingram, and together you founded Love and Truth Network back in 2013. But tell our audience how you two met and came together and have since joined in ministry.
Sure. So Melissa and I met actually in 2004 at something called a Living Waters training. Living Waters is a 20-week inner healing program, and we met at that training and then had subsequent connections through similar ministries, and eventually realized over the course of the next 8, 9, 10 months that we were interested in more than just friendship. I posed that question pretty much that way to her, and she was finishing up her master's degree in counseling at BC, and that's how it all began.
Now, at that point, when you met, both of you were dealing with some, I guess, for lack of a better term, some identity confusion, right?
Sure, yeah. I mean, Melissa was on the leadership team at that time. She had gotten saved and was on a journey out of that confusion, but there's still, most of us still deal with some levels of distraction. It's not that we're confused about that, but
right.
it doesn't rule our lives the way it once did. Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's, you know, this is the redemptive process. I think in some cases
right.
you hear stories that, you know, like in the book of Mark, everything's immediate, right? Sometimes it's a process.
Yep.
And you just trust that God
right.
is taking you through that process, because you may think, oh, I've arrived. You know, I've experienced that. Okay, phew, man, I'm glad that's behind me. And the next thing you know, another layer of the onion skin is lifted and go, oh, my God, there's that bruise
right.
again. Right?
Yeah, that's right. We often find it's not even just sometimes it's a process. It's almost always a process. It's rare that God just shows up and does a sudden, quick kind of reorientation in these areas. But we've seen that happen with people. But for the majority of us, it's a discipleship process just like everybody else.
But how blessed are you two that you have each other as you go through this together?
Oh, it's amazing. Yeah, yeah. No, it really is amazing. I mean, Melissa, we're going on 17 years of marriage. We have two boys that will be soon to be 15 and 12 or 13. And it is crazy how merciful God has been in my life in particular.
He is good, no doubt about it. In your book, you write about being fully loved and fully known. Explain to our audience what you mean by that.
Well, and I would say it probably in terms of being fully known and fully loved. I don't think that any of us, I think the church is full of people, first of all, who are dealing with lots and lots of heterosexual, sexual brokenness, pornography, addiction, all of that, which is what our ministry addresses, even more so than the LGBT stuff. We address both. But we realize the church is full of that and lots of sexual compromise hidden. And most Christians are not fully known because of shame, pride, fear in their struggles. And therefore, they continue to struggle. And we can't know what it's like to be fully loved until we are fully known. That doesn't mean that sin is approved of or sin is loved or any of that. But as long as we have issues that nobody knows about, there's a way in which that prevents us from really receiving and taking in deeply the love that people are giving and showing to us.
Yeah. Well, and it's not like you come into church every Sunday, although we do know based on research that approximately, you know, a third of the people in the pews have issues. I mean, they could vary, you know, from abortion issues, sexual identity issues, you know, on. So at least 30%. But it's not like you come into church and go, hey, you know, I got issues. You know,
that's right.
But, you know, when we talk about being fully known, I mean, this is between you and God, right? I mean, it's even though we're told that we should confess one to another, that we would pray for one another, that we would be healed. But boy, I'll tell you that is a unique relationship. That's not just somebody you happen one Sunday to sit the first time and you start, you know, unwrapping, you know, all your luggage right there in front of them. You've got to, at least my understanding and what God is telling us to do there is that we want to be around mature people who can handle a confession, who will pray righteously, you know, for your healing. And I don't think you just walk in and lay that out for the first person you meet at the door, right?
Yeah, no, of course, that would be ridiculous to walk into church and, you know, greet the greeter at the door and unload all of your burdens on him or the person you're sitting next to in church. That isn't at all what we're talking about. However,
right.
The issue is that almost no one is doing that. Almost no Christians are fully known. Almost no Christians are practicing. I mean, if your listeners think about the last time you had a thorough confession of your sins with anyone, and yet James 5:16 that you quoted is very clear to us as a command. Also, 1 John 1:7, if we walk in the light, in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of his son cleanses us from all sin. This idea of walking in the light isn't walking in perfection. It's simply being known. And that doesn't mean being known by everyone. But the problem is most are known by almost no one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the deal is when you're fully loved and fully known, you're fully free. Right?
That's correct.
Because
you wrestle with sin issues or beset in sin areas or whatever, you bring that to the cross, you bring that to confession, and you continue to walk in freedom. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, in your book, you also address our environments, you know, our homes. You know, we grow up, and I'm sure, you know, you write from practical experience, you know, the family unit that you grew up in. And so you write that this does have an impact on a child's future identity, right?
Well, sure. I mean, our upbringing has an impact on everyone in so many different ways. None of those ways are determinative. They don't force us into certain behaviors or what have you, but they do create the soil, either pretty healthy soil or unhealthy soil, in which we tend to often have Christians begin living double lives at very early ages. And I think that's a massive issue within the church. And most Christians, again, are living those double lives, presenting one way in public and living very differently in private. And oftentimes the roots of that go back into our family of origin and our upbringing. Not to place blame on anyone, but to be honest about it so we can actually understand it and begin to work through it and experience freedom.
Right. Well, and this is why the truth really matters and the pursuit of the truth so that you are rightly assessing, you know, the situation in which you're in And here, this is where the responsibility of the parents is so key, because we're the first line of defense for that, are we not?
Well, absolutely, for sure. And one of the things we were just doing a weekend ministry.
I'll tell you what, Gary. We got to go to quick break. We've got more from Gary Ingram. Stay with us right here.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
We're back with you. fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Gary Ingram is with us. We're talking his new book, Am I Gay? Coming out of cultural Christianity, LGBTQ plus identity into authentic faith in Jesus. There's so much more to be discussed here as we break this down. It is ultimately, as we were saying earlier, Gary, and I think that, you know, is the ultimate that God wants us to experience, and that is freedom. Freedom in Him.
Correct.
I think that that's the highest calling. I used to think it was something else for the longest time. I was an adjunct professor at the university in Southern California, and I would give this presentation to the kids all the time about their shape, their design, and how God had developed them and everything. And I would talk about certain attributes, and those attributes would lead to something that was exceptional in the marketplace, and that was fulfillment. Because according to a U.S. labor study, I think less than 10% of the U.S. labor force considered themselves to be fulfilled. And as I'm doing this presentation, I'm thinking, okay, here it is, you know, okay, here's the grand finale. This is the great prize, is that you would be fulfilled in your life's work. And right in the middle of this conclusion, the Holy Spirit downloads this new element, which was freedom. And I told the kids, I go, look, this has never happened before. You know, I've been doing this, you know, for a number of years. But, you know, the Holy Spirit says it's time for you to know that really it's not fulfillment. The ultimate that God wants for you is for you to be free. And it was like, wow. I mean, you know, one of those moments. You know, when God speaks to you like that, you know it's not you, but it's just so, you just love it to death. And it made such an impact on those kids' lives, and certainly for mine and for our audience, because I've shared this with our audience before. But that's where God wants us to reside, because then all the things that He's designed us to be, as He wove us together in our mother's womb, can be fully realized, right?
Absolutely. I agree with you on freedom. And I think that freedom then gives us an opportunity to go one step further, which is meaningful purpose that's eternally connected. So
exactly.
All of us were made for that deep sense of purpose. But when we're lost in our sin, when we're dealing with addiction, when we're just kind of lost in the trappings of life, we're not living either in freedom or in purposefulness, which actually is part of what we were designed for.
Mm-hmm. Well, Gary, I wanted you to finish your thought before we went to break. I had to cut you off because we had to go to break regarding parental impacts. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say that a lot of the ministry points we bring up over and over again is the reality that we were also designed as children, particularly for our hearts to be shepherded. And in the environment that I grew up in, and I became very close to my dad in particular, I'd always been close to my mom. We became very close to life. But when I was growing up as a kid, he had no concept of the need for that because he never received it himself. And I think one of the biggest issues we're dealing with culturally, even in the church, is an issue of fatherlessness. And that fatherlessness can look like absence, or it can even be a very heavy-handed religious Christian the do's and don'ts, but very little relational connection, very little shepherding. We just have to understand as moms and dads, we need to be doing a lot more with our children than just behavior management. That's a piece of parenting for sure. But what's more important is, do I really know the heart of my child? And am I winning the heart of my child, particularly as a dad? It's easier for moms, particularly as a dad. Am I winning the heart of my child, and am I shepherding his or her heart?
Exactly. You know, I saw an interview with Chuck Swindoll and his daughter, and he was talking about his upbringing. And to your point, what Chuck had related was that he was like the forgotten child. He was unnoticed.
Yep.
And it's sad, you know, to think about it. Here is this iconic, you know, Christian leader, and what he experienced in his life. I mean, absolutely, absolutely amazing. And what he learned, I mean, his sense of grace and humility, you know, through it all. But wow, what a powerful interview. And for those that have not seen it, I recommend it. It's on YouTube, and it's extremely touching, because what we've known of Chuck is something different than how he was raised altogether. It's redemptive moments, right, where you say, God never gives up on us. I mean, you know, others may give up on us, but God never gives up on us.
That's right. No, that's absolutely true.
Well, you also write that we deal with our brokenness in different ways. How so?
Well, one of the important points there is that it isn't just the experiences that happen to us. It's how we relate to those experiences. It's how we perceive those experiences. That's why, you know, I'm one of five children, and each of us related to our environments very, very differently. Part of that's personality. Part of that is the age that we were when we experienced a variety of things. But yeah, it's very important to understand that it's not only the experiences and the circumstances around us, but how we relate to them and what we perceive to be true to us, even as adults, but to you, to me, what we perceive to be true feels like concrete truth. But often we have to recognize it's not necessarily, or there's other parts and pieces that we're missing from our assumptions or our beliefs at times.
Right.
Especially circumstantially.
Right. You write about the role of envy in same-sex attraction.
Yes.
Help us understand that.
Sure. That's an issue that is rarely ever talked about when it comes to same-sex attraction. I think something that women can sometimes experience, but it's definitely a core theme for men. And what winds up often happening at a very early age is this low view of ourselves. You know, I was sports. I was very inept socially, had a difficult time making friends, talking to people. There were a lot of ways in which I struggled, and I saw those abundantly. And I felt, even to a degree, felt a very significant self-hatred. But then I would see other boys who were, you know, great at hand-eye coordination, good at sports. They were the captains for the team. They were, you know, they were this or that. They looked a certain way. They acted a certain way. They seemed very confident. And so ultimately that winds up, that can turn into, rather than just kind of an admiration or, hey, something to be aspired to, which nothing wrong with those things. But when it becomes envy and when we're experiencing self-hatred and then those feelings become sexualized, that becomes a pretty powerful cocktail for for the issues that we're dealing with. So it's not just attraction that's powerful in and of itself, but when you realize it goes deeper than that and we really need to repent of both envy and self-hatred as part of this overcoming, that was something that I really needed to recognize that was very helpful in my journey.
What is it about sex that it's so addictive and such, it has such force?
Well, I think there are many things. I think one, if you go back to God's design, I mean, first of all, God designed sex as a tremendous and wonderful thing. He also designed the experience of sexual union to really bond and glue a husband and wife more fully together. And when we take sex and make it recreational, we're still experiencing those bonding chemicals, and yet we are disconnecting from one another. And so it winds up doing great damage to our heart, ultimately. But the feeling of the experience obviously can become in and of itself addictive. But I think also one of the things we often don't recognize is that sexual immorality, sexual sin, is probably the closest counterfeit to authentic intimacy that we're longing for. And so when we use the microwave option, pornography, masturbation, or hookups or whatever, when we go to those as kind of the quick fix, it does wind up becoming addictive over and over and over again. And it's something we can do, you know, privately. It's something that, again, we can live a double life and do this kind of thing, going to the church, sometimes preaching from the pulpit, and still behave in this way. And as long as we keep it to ourselves and don't bring it into the light, it still has power over us. And that's one of the reasons we do need to talk about it and bring it to the light.
Right.
Because it is so powerful.
Gary Ingram has been our guest. His book, Am I Gay? Gary, 25 seconds left. What would you want the reader to take from your book?
I would want, whether it's a pastor, a counselor, a struggler, or a mom or dad, or a helper of some kind, I would want them just to understand from the book that we have a God who is faithful, and but we need to be all in. That the whole point of the book at the end is that I came to a place of surrender and gave my life to Christ for real at 23, and that surrender is a key component that is missing in a lot of the gospel messages of a modern-day church today.
Surrender to be free, right? Without a doubt.
Surrender to be free. Surrender, yeah.
You got it. Amen. Gary Ingram, Am I Gay? Coming out of cultural Christianity and LGBTQ plus identity into authentic faith in Jesus. Bottom line, authentic faith in Jesus. Gary, thank you so much. God bless.
Thank you so much.
individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA News Update. Former President Trump and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis have met in Miami, reportedly to make amends and discuss fundraising. According to the Washington Post, the two met Sunday for a private meeting brokered by political allies that resulted in DeSantis agreeing to assist Trump. It's almost enough to make you stop doom scrolling. Dull devices are now cool.
The Boring Phone is a new featureless flip phone that is feeding the growing appetites of younger people who want to trash their smartphones in favor of a dumb phone. This move of offlining or digital minimalism is also seen in Gen Z's declining use of social media. They are the only generation whose time on social media has fallen since 2021. But Apple and Samsung are not under threat yet. 9 out of 10 phones are smartphones, and dumb phones remain niche.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bill Martinez, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Dr. Chad Savage is going to be joining us. He is the founder of Your Choice Direct Care in Brighton, Michigan. We're going to be talking about, the state of America's healthcare system. Are you ready? I think you have an idea already. Dr. Chad, good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Morning, Bill, at least for a couple more minutes.
Yeah, why not? Hey, we'll make the most of it here and, give our audience something to think about here. You know, the first thought came to mind when I knew we were going to talk was, let's talk about Obamacare. Here we are, 10 years down the road. Are we better off than what we were before?
Well, I think it's interesting when you kind of alluded to the common knowledge that our healthcare system is a shambles right now. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, I think it's actually pretty much in full collapse. And a lot of that was predicted, in 2012 when a lot of the stipulations of Obamacare started to go in. It was intentionally implemented with gradualism. They didn't throw all the things that were going to make the care less readily accessible and more expensive all at once because they knew it would blow up public perception of that law. And unfortunately, we're kind of fickle with our memories. So they implemented it gradually and always separate from elections. So that even if you didn't like a change 2 years later or so when election came around, you'd already have been distracted by other things. Well, yes. At that time, we knew that it was going to take longer and longer to access care and the price was going to go up. And a lot of us were warning that we were going to become more and more like the Canadian system. Well, I'm over in the Detroit area, and we used to get medical tourists, people coming over from Canada because they could access high-quality care much more timely in the United States. Well, we see a lot less of that now because the delays to access care are really mounting and becoming substantial to the point that we're approaching the Canadian system.
Exactly. Well, the big lie of Obamacare from the very beginning was there was 30 million, supposedly 30 million people that were unprotected that needed coverage. A percentage of those said, I don't care. I don't want to be covered. But nonetheless, it fit the narrative for Obama and the rest of the Democrats, Nancy Pelosi, that were pushing Obamacare to take care over what amounted to a fifth of our economy. And so here it is, you know, you had to pass it to find out what's in it, she told us. And, you know, all the other lies that went with it. If you wanted your doctor, you get to keep your doctor. You were actually going to pay less. I mean, it was just one lie after another. And the people had no recourse. I mean, we had hoped that subsequent legislators, you know, coming in that we gave our vote to, that they would, in fact, repeal and replace Obamacare. We needed to get it out of there because, I mean, to replace it, this idea of replacing was an appeasement idea. It just needed to get repealed and get out of there because the question that I kept asking Dr. Chad was that of that 30 million incrementally as it was progressing, you know, through the ranks, was how many of that 30 million that you said were uncovered, how many of them were actually getting covered? And that number, you know, became a nebulous number and they couldn't talk about it. Well, I don't know. It didn't matter. You know, and of course,
there's somewhat of a cherry or a spruced up number. So they talk about 30 million people gaining access under Obamacare, but most of it was a change in coverage, meaning they took people who had employer based coverage and they put them on Medicaid. And they would count that as a new addition to coverage, but it wasn't. Actually, it was in many cases the degradation of the quality of their coverage going from employer based coverage to Medicaid.
Right. You know, and the thing is that as much of a disaster as it is, you know, here we are 10 years later and we just kind of accepted it. But when you look at what happened during the pandemic, for example, some are admitting that part of the problems in healthcare during that 3-year period of time was the result of Obamacare that in the end did not serve our best interest and left us very vulnerable, didn't it?
Absolutely. You know, and one of the things, too, talking about the gradualism is, unfortunately, the complacency amongst the electorate. I mean, literally an entire generation has now been raised with that Obamacare is the law of the land and is the expectation for when you're accessing care. So a lot of people don't even remember what it was like prior to that. But we must remember that it was actually higher quality. When I started 20 years ago, if I wanted to get something done, I could call up a specialist, and then within 24 to 48 hours, I could get even advanced surgery done on patients. Now, if I call and we want a colonoscopy on a patient, they'll tell us 3 months, and if we tell them, oh, no, they're bleeding, you know, we need that quicker, you know, this person is symptomatic, they'll say, oh, okay, then, well, how about 2 months? And then we say, well, wait a sec, this person's symptomatic, they're in trouble. They'll say, well, you can send them to the ER. That's the only way you can access care. And now you're taking true emergencies and diluting them in the ER as a lot of these people we used to manage as outpatients because we could access expedient care are now being diverted and overwhelming the ERs, which degrades the quality of care for everybody. But again, this is what people have now come to accept, and that's terrible, that the acceptance of mediocrity, because if we accept mediocrity, mediocrity is all we will ever get.
Exactly. Well, we've normalized it. That it goes through the process to where it becomes accepted and normalized. That's the unfortunate response and result of government meddling in areas that they should not. Not to mention the fact, and you know this as well, that you got hit with all these regulations, and so doctor-patient time got compromised. You know, the doctor has to spend so much time in follow-up reports, and this whole industry that was created within the medical profession that, you know, I question, number one, its veracity and its value.
You nailed it on the head. It's interesting. Paragon Health, which is a think tank and is run by Brian Blaise, who used to be a special assistant to President Trump for health care, actually came out with a report recently which makes the surprising claim that there's not actually a shortage of doctors. And it's been kind of known for a long time that probably is a quote-unquote provider shortage. Now, in that his calculation, he added in nurse practitioners and physician's assistants, and he ended that in 2020. And I could say there's been an exodus of doctors since then. So I think there truly is a manpower shortage, if you will. But what was interesting about that is if that claim is true, and because the problem is preceded COVID, if that, you meaning the duration of time it takes to access care. Well, if that's true and there's not a provider shortage, then why did it get so bad? And you nailed the point when you just commented on all the tomfoolery that's been injected into the system. We, as doctors, are no longer simply focused on patient care. We're focused on billing sheets, documenting in ways that the insurers and the government mandate that we do. We're distracted by bureaucracy. And when we are, we're not taking care of patients, which is the true calling of a physician.
Exactly. And this is frustrating. Again, this is normalized mediocrity, you know, to your point. And you said it quite well, Dr. Chad, because we have been developed to grow less. And as you say, we are not that far away from embracing, you know, whether it's Canada or, you know, any other European type of you know, social medical program.
Yeah, and I think one of the sad knee-jerk reactions when hearing stories like this and experiencing it as a patient is to say, well, we got to look back to the government to fix this for us. But, you know, they're the ones who created a lot of
the problems. They're the ones that messed it up to begin with. Exactly.
Yeah,
just what we want to do.
You don't give them more power to correct the problems that they enacted in the first place. And we see that with COVID, too. A lot of the health establishment, public health establishment responded poorly and are demanding more power so that in the future they can muddle it up again even more so the next time around. But we see that with you know, health insurance and medical care. So, you know, the real question is, can we as doctors and patients, consumers and within the healthcare system actually fix it? And I think we can. And the way is to give as little of our dollars as possible to the third parties. And by third parties in healthcare, there's the doctor, there's the patient, and then there's the third party. That's the insurance company and the government. And many times it's hard to separate those two because they're so interconnected. So you want to keep as much money and much purchasing power as possible in the patient's hands and have the doctor, when as much as possible, work directly for that patient. What's happened, and the sad truth is there's been a great bastardization within the healthcare system where the patient is no longer the customer. The doctor's actually paid by the insurance company and the government. And that creates a perverse incentive where that doctor, yes, out of the benevolence of their heart is trying to take care of that patient, but their paymaster truly is the one running things, and that's the insurance company and the government.
And then on top of that, as if that's not enough, let's throw Big Pharma into the mix too, right?
Yeah, you got it.
Lord have mercy. We're talking with Dr. Chad Savage. And, hey, look, we're pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. This is the whole truth and nothing but. This is why your health care, and you scratch your head and you go, what the heck happened? You know, for those that, you know, just came into being and dealing with health care, you think, okay, everything's kind of okay. You didn't know better. But for those of us that know better, there's a clear contrast, and it is painful psychologically on many levels. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Dr. Chad Savage on the other side. Stay with us. It's 18 before the top of the hour.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about 50 bucks a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than 50 bucks a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at 50 bucks a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it, and you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim the credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Line is America deserves healthcare that works and that is effective, that involves informed consent. I mean, this is something that we saw happen under the pandemic quite clearly. And you need to wake up again. Don't fall asleep because they're counting on you falling asleep. I mean, just like Dr. Chad was saying, look, this has been a process by progressives. They figured by the time they really got their tentacles into this, because we've already got a new generation that's only experienced Obamacare. They're not used to anything other than Obamacare. So it's the accepted mediocre norm. Okay, but for those of us who grew up differently and received excellent health care, this is a shock to the system. But this is what happens when government gets involved. You know, let's go back and revisit what Ronald Reagan was famous for saying. Hello, I'm here from the government and I'm here to help. Scariest words you want to hear. They don't. You know, they have not. You know, and certainly when it comes to health care, what they have done to this, and now, Dr. Chad, you know, we understand that the Biden administration is having conversation. I mean, they're serious about this, that they're having conversations so that the WHO would be the arbiter of any future pandemics. So the sovereignty of America would be subordinated to a communist-run entity that's part of the United Nations. How scary is that?
Oh, it's very scary. I have some friends who are very involved in fighting that. And thankfully, they changed the language a little bit to soften that a bit. But everybody says that's just, you know, that's a Trojan horse. They're still, sure, it's still there. It would actually, through treaty, circumvent our constitutionally protected liberties and put a non-American institution in charge of our country, which is really, you know, truly crazy. You know, in the first segment, we talked a lot about what was going wrong in the healthcare system, but I am actually happy to say that there is a movement to correct a lot of these ills. I mean, one of the big problems, again, is that we're relying on these third parties, the government and the insurance companies. And I'll tell you, it's bad for patients, but it's bad for doctors, too, because these third parties, they can tell the docs how many patients they can see, what tests they can order, and even what treatments they can prescribe. So we've got to get away from that as much as possible. And thankfully, there are some solutions. Actually, one of them is a type of practice model that I'm involved in. I run what's called a direct primary care practice, and this is not a franchise. This is just a kind of general concept of how to practice medicine. They're usually all independent practices, so most people can find one that's similar to what I described in their area. But quickly, those are just their membership-based practices. They work right for the patient. Just as an example, I use my own practice. We're $50 to $80 a month, and we see the patient as much as they want. We don't charge them co-pays or anything like
exactly.
that. Schedule them for 1 hour visits. And so now that doctor's working for you. So they are your advocate again, not the essentially surrogate of the third party system. Mm-hmm. And the key is that can't take care of everything. That can take care of about 80% of medical ailments can be, handled through primary care. But then you say, okay, well, what do we do if I'm hospitalized? Well, I'm really excited to say there's innovation on that front too. And there's something called health sharing ministries, which are not insurance. But they work similarly to insurance, the fact that if you get hospitalized, they would cover that kind of situation. But they do it at a fraction of the cost of traditional insurances. Just as an example, when I switched to one of those and I left the hospital and opened my independent practice in 2015, I wrote an article in Town Hall showing that between 2015 and 2020, by merging direct primary care, unlimited access to primary medical care with a health sharing ministry, my family of four saved $86,000 over the premium cost of a traditional insurance product alone, and that would have been not accessing care, whereas we had unlimited access to care.
Right.
And in that situation, it may seem inconsequential, but it's a weird way that they do it. They're usually Christian-based, so that they don't cover things that may be opposed to Christian morality, they're dramatically less expensive. But you actually, what they do is you pay for the medical care up front in most of these organizations, and then they reimburse you. And that seems like an extra burdensome step, but I'll tell you it's vital because it keeps the paymaster essentially the patient. So at no point is that provider, whether it's an imaging center, a surgical center, a primary care doctor, whatever, they're always working for and the advocate of the patient.
Exactly.
And that seems like an inconsequential, was really not. The using a surrogate paymaster is actually a perversion of incentives and creates malincentives where the doctor's interest may be actually opposed to the patient's interest.
Exactly. Well, and we do know, at least I do, I've done a deep down study on this deal, is that a traditional doctor's office that deals with insurance probably, at least 30% of that fee is an administrative cost. And payment that comes from these third party paymasters, run anywhere from 90 to 120 days waiting for your money. And then as if that's not enough, they'll add insult to injury and want to negotiate payment down, when they've got you over a barrel.
Yeah. And think about all that negotiation and all this overpayment of a small little fee. I've spent more money in staff costs working on those when I used to be insurance-based than the actual claim. I mean, so that's preposterous. And actually, I'd say 30% is too low. When I switched my practice from insurance-based to direct primary care, we reduced our cost of operation by over 50%.
We
could share that savings with our patients, actually charge them less than the insurance-based model, while providing them same-day accessibility and hour-long visits. So it's really just mind-boggling how much waste is in the system. And if what I experienced in my own practice is true to the broader system, we're a $4.5 trillion industry. If half of that is waste, you're talking substantial alteration of the federal budget, where maybe we don't have to have a $33 trillion debt. I mean, you're talking a lot more money in people's pockets. You're talking decreased business costs so we can compete globally, manufacturing better. And again, one of the ways to do that is through health sharing ministries. I'm part of what's called Samaritan Ministries, which is there are multiple ones out there, and I only add this in just for caution because I'm obviously a fan of the health sharing ministries for the people for whom it is appropriate. Everybody's got to do their due diligence and make sure that they're appropriate for their situation. But there are some fraudulent ones that have popped up. So there's what's called a healthcare sharing accreditation board, and they actually look at these sharing ministries, make sure they're structured soundly, that they're going to pay those bills when they come due, because insurance should be cheap. It's a small expense in theory to cover a rare high cost catastrophic financial expense But at $26,000 a year premium for a family of four right now, which is the standard insurance rate, the insurance is the catastrophe
exactly.
You're trying to protect against.
Dr. Chad, direct care. How mm-hmm. prevalent is direct care? Because when we, you know, when this first came into being and we promoted it on this show, it was a growing enterprise. Where are we at today with, you know, programs like yours?
Well, it's certainly growing in very quickly. So we just had a conference down in Orlando where we had hundreds of doctors who came all interested in starting the direct primary care practices. And when I started in 2015, there were a couple dozen of us in the nation, and now it's estimated that it's in the several thousand practices. Mm-hmm. Now, it's not always the easiest thing, too. I mean, for, you know, it is a free market-based system, which means there is incredible incentive to provide a high level of care at a good cost, and that's good. That's not always easy. And we were trying to explain this to these doctors because some people go, great, I come in, I'll charge whatever I want, I'm going to work whatever hours I want. I'm like, no. If you do not provide, you are now working for those patients. If
yes.
you do not provide what they deem a service and that you're not proving your value to them, you will go out of business. And we have seen that. Some of them
yes.
do go out of business. People come in and they misprice their services. So, you know, again, it's not easy to be an entrepreneur in a free market system. But losing patients is a heck of a corrective signal and usually will help correct the exuberance that is not available in the current system because you don't get any normal market feedback in the insurance governmental system that we currently work under.
Exactly. What about the pharmaceuticals? We've got a design there where you've got these, what do you call them, the middlemen, the brokers
mm-hmm.
that get paid.
Pharmacy benefit managers, yeah.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
PBMs, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They've got massive upcharges on that. We've gotten essentially a couple monopolies. They're basically contracting entities, and yet they're some of the largest corporations, highest revenue in our country, which really tells you why would a contracting entity, they're not making a product, they're not distributing a product, they're not providing a general service directly to the patient. They're simply a contracting entity, and they've got massive revenue streams, which means, that, again, that's money that could be going to true care. Well, I'm happy to say, too, we actually partly address that, not fully. There's name brand medications, but most direct primary care clinics in the states that allow doctors to dispense medications, we can contract with the same distributors as CVS and Rite Aid. And one thing we do to try to make ourselves more affordable to our patients is we access medications and usually dispense them at cost to our patients. And just as an example, I can give a 3-month supply of amlodipine, which is a blood pressure medication, you know, treating one of the leading preventable causes of premature death in the United States. I can give a 3-month supply of that stuff for about 75 cents. When using it, that model, I mean, it's just, I mean, astronomically cheaper. And sometimes we save so much on the pharmaceutical side that we've more than offset the cost of our membership. So essentially, on the savings on the drugs, they've thrown their doctor in for free. So now that doesn't work for the name brand, so there's still an issue with name brand. But at least for the generics, I honestly think we've largely solved that problem. And
right.
we get the same thing with labs. And then even many of us contract with local imaging centers and get cash-based prices for images. Imaging centers, I can get an MRI for about $300. The insurance rate for that is around $4,000.
Exactly. No, there's a, yeah, I mean, and the whole idea of PBMs, originally they were to, you know, be kind of a clearinghouse of discounts and co-op payments that was supposed to, you know, go up against the cost of drugs, and they didn't share. They held on to that money. And they've been holding on to it, and it's been the patient that's been paying the money, and the PBMs have been capturing this incentive and put it in their own pocket.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. Just more coming away from the patient and going into the PBM pocket.
Well, Dr. Chad, thank you so much for the information and updating us on healthcare, talking about, your choice direct care and these options that are available, you know, for everyday citizens, if you do your due diligence, and also check out, Samaritan Ministries as a possible solution for you as well.
Thank
you.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. Nutra Medical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the
the market, Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you know someone?